This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Believe it or not, President Donald Trump is a target of Democratic politicians, not only in Washington, but also in New Mexico. He's the focus of a number of campaign ads, even though he isn't running. For example, Damon Martinez, the U.S. attorney who was fired when Trump took office, just as his predecessor was fired when Obama took office, is saying in a TV ad that when he's elected to Congress, he'll fire Trump. Really? One freshman congressman? Really? More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Deborah Holland, who's also running in the sixth candidate race for the first congressional district, says she'll be Trump's worst nightmare. Really? State Representative Bill McCamley, a Democrat running for auditor, swings a sledgehammer at what he says is Trump's proposed border wall. He says, quote, "Let's use every tool in our toolbox to knock down Donald Trump's hateful and wasteful wall," end quote. McCamley did co-sponsor a bill in the legislature that would prohibit state trust land from being used for the wall. Another Democrat, Garrett Venneklausen, who's running for land commissioner, says Trump should keep his, quote, "tiny little hands off New Mexico's public lands," end quote. More after this. This is normal. The opposition party will take the current party to task for anything to gain attention, and they hope votes. Never fails. The Republicans, at least those running in the only contested primary race for the GOP this year, are using the Trump card differently. Those running for the second congressional district are playing up what Trump has done. The four Republican candidates for the seat, currently held by Steve Pearce, are describing themselves as Trump conservatives, or saying they stand with the president on issues from the economy to immigration. Again, completely normal. The rhetoric from the Democrats this time is more negative and more hateful than in some previous years, coming either from the Republicans against Barack Obama or the Democrats against Bush. Donald Trump, however, seems to foster strong feelings, one way or the other. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
With the primary only 3 weeks away, all those in the hunt will get louder, spend more money on negative ads, either against their opponents or someone like Trump, and will go to greater extremes, as we saw from Albuquerque City Councilor and congressional candidate Pat Davis. We question whether such radical rhetoric does anything positive. It isn't only Democrats or only Republicans. It really is a nonpartisan issue. Candidates today seem to think that people, voters, respond positively to more most outrageous and negative ads. Why? They may get attention, but is it the right kind of attention? 3 weeks. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.